3-0, entity of 212, complex.
DPS, go. Inco, go. PUS, go. Surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Talking Sound Podcast, the only podcast on the internet where negative 10 is a number to be desired. I am Chris Jordan, your host. Today on the Talking Sound Podcast, we actually have a very good friend, Jason Knight. His music has brought us in today with his urban gospel mix number 9 that's out on YouTube right now. That's what we were just listening to coming into the program, and we are so happy to have Jason joining us via Skype from Chicago, Illinois, fresh off the road from a gig. How have you been, my friend?
I'm exhausted. I mean, we started very early this morning and just literally came off the road and, you know, tied into you just to say, what's up? How you doing, everybody? And as you see, people are checking me out to make sure I'm okay.
That's hilarious. I actually met Jason on a gig in Fort Worth just a couple weeks ago when I was working with Steve Wire Productions up there, doing some load-in, load-out setup work. I was there as a carpentry head for the day, doing some scenic work, all that kind of stuff. And we got to talking. I saw a medal that he was wearing at the time, and I was like, all right, fantastic. I love it. We got to talking a little bit over lunch. And come to find out, Jason was not only a 20-year veteran of the Army, thank you so much for your service, but in addition to that, is a former club DJ and has now flipped things with his personal beliefs and music and started actually remixing and club mixing gospel and modern-day Christian music. Is that a good summary there, Jason?
That's correct, because... you know, I started in 1999 working in the club system, started in Europe, started in, especially in Heidelberg, Germany. What's up, all my Heidelberg folks? Was a Schloss. But from there, went from Germany, of course, you know, Colorado Springs, worked at that club system. And then, you know, just recently in April, you know, person approached me pretty much. Take my life and says, "Yo, you're going down the wrong road. If you was to open up a book, that pastor just pretty much opened up my life and says, this is what's going on and this is the direction you're going." And you know what? I thought it was to myself, I was like, okay, either A, this guy's crazy, or B, I'm just going to go both feet in and just go full force. And that's pretty much what I did. I went both feet in.
Yep. And I've had that personal moment spiritually myself where it's, hey, either he's crazy or I'm crazy for doing what I'm doing. One of the two. And when you find out you're kind of crazy for doing what you're doing, you know, it's real easy to take the other path at that point. And it's amazing once you do start doing what you're supposed to be doing, exactly how easy things become.
Right.
You know, it's like suddenly half the hurdles just drop.
It's like second nature almost, you know?
Yeah.
It flows like water, pretty much. You put it in a container, it takes the form of the container. You just take and put your mind in a whole nother mindset, but still offering the things that people still enjoy.
Absolutely. You know? Now, how long did you spend as a club DJ? Give everybody on the show a little background. I got some of the inside baseball on the gig together, but
okay. So like I said, I started in 1999, and so what I was doing at that time period as a club DJ, the club system that I was involved was anywhere from, you know, 200 to 4,000 people. You know, yep. I was opening up at that time for the Tupac family, Oh my God, I can't remember the man. It's been so long. I opened up for Tupac, and I opened up for other folks that was within the, mm-hmm. the music industry, you know. And so, as I got involved, some of those guys I still keep in touch with, who are, you know, number 10, I think. I don't want to quote numbers, but they're high up there in the DJ world. So
yeah,
you know, you got Illmatic Mike, you got DJ Falk, DJ Sean Finn. Sean Finn, he's now currently a global DJ who's actually been on Sirius XM, a couple of his stuff, and I keep in touch with him. When I was in Korea, he was doing a show in Seoul, and we still keep in touch, even though, you know, fame, fortune, or whatever has blessed him. You know, we still talk as if, like, you and I are talking.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People. And so if you take 99 and going into now present time, because I was also DJing in Korea too. Man, that's what, how many years? That's quite a bit. That's what, 18?
Yeah, 16? Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and that's just it. That's what I wanted people to get a grasp of, is exactly, number one, how long you've been DJing to begin with. And then to go, because, you know, we were talking recently before the podcast today, even whenever we just connected to make sure we were all good. About the fact that, you know, there are many people that make their career spinning other people's music at clubs. And they are world famous DJs. They're out there scribble mixing over it, doing all kinds of loops and fantastic stuff. Great things. And to see you, as someone myself who is a former youth minister for the Catholic Church and, you know, has been involved with youth ministry for years, to see somebody taking the modern Christian movement and the modern Christian music and gospel music and using it in a club context is utterly mind-blowing. And it's something that's completely new, at least to my knowledge. I don't know of a whole lot of people out there spinning specifically Christian stuff. You know, they may throw a loop or something like that in over something, but I don't know of too many people that are putting out 33-minute long mixes like Urban Gospel, like the Urban Gospel mix series. Like, you've got a whole series of them. Number 9 just came out, and already within a week, it's got almost 9,000 views. We can hear a little bit of that coming in underneath us right now, and it's great. It's fantastic to hear that kind of stuff. What is it that brought you to doing music like this, from being a normal club DJ to putting the Christian tilt on your talent and skills?
Well, what brought me to that, I guess, would be the club atmosphere, because when you listen to the music, it doesn't have that feeling unless you listen to it and you're like, wait a minute, did that guy just say God? You know? And then you go and you listen some more and you're like, wait a minute, did he just say Christ? But when you listen to it, it doesn't have that feeling.
Nope.
Because for a minute, you thought you was listening to Bruno Mars, but you wasn't listening to Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
You know? Or for you listen to some of the other popular artists from hip-hop to trap to dance to whatever, and it's intertwined. And as you can see, people are still trying to find me. intertwined to everything that's going on. So the idea when I started out and venturing out into the club atmosphere of gospel music is, okay, I want to imagine myself dancing on the floor, but without the cussing, without like downgrading and degrading women, putting a positive spin to it, to the fact that we can communicate in a non-negative way.
Yeah, that we can actually put music out there that puts out a positive message. You know, I'm not going to say that there's anything wrong with hip hop, rock and roll. I quite honestly listen to a lot of classical music Because I do a lot of soldering, a lot of intricate work, I find that it soothes me while I'm going through those frustrating moments. I've said it before, you know, I love the drum work of Neil Peart, but I shouldn't be listening to it and wanting to do a drum solo in the air while I've got an 800 degree soldering iron in my hand. I need to be calm.
And I'm not bashing nobody.
But music is definitely one of those things that message wise can, you know, you can subvert a lot of stuff. You really can. And you can let a lot of things go just because there's an interesting beat. Right. And we were speaking about that in and of itself just the other day, whenever we were lining up this interview, the fact that probably a good 70% of people just listen to the backbeat and the harmonies. They aren't necessarily listening to the lyrics.
Right.
For what the lyrics are saying.
And that's where I wanted people to go when they hear it, they'd be like, they don't realize after 20 minutes, pretty much you're creating the atmosphere within the tone.
Yeah.
And by the time you realize you've been, you know, captivated or engulfed, you're getting touched spiritually.
Yeah.
And that's where people go, okay, you know what? I'm going to share this with my friend. Why? Because it touched me, you know? And when you have a piece of music that has been mixed, and I promise you, Chris, when I did this number 9 mix, I was literally in tears doing this mix.
It came out fantastically. I have to say, it's great.
I tell you, it was not by accident.
Well, but and even my wife, you know, she doesn't listen to a whole lot of Christian music. She's not exposed to a whole lot of it. But just like you said, she had a moment where probably a good 8-9 minutes into listening to it, she went, "Is he mixing a song about God?" And I was like, "Yeah, all of these songs have been about God or baby Jesus or something along those lines, you know." And it literally does. It sucks you in a different way and lets those, because, you know, there's a lot of good message out there. There's a lot of good music. I was even talking the other day about how the Christian music scene in and of itself has been a seeding place for talent, for rock and roll, for years. People like Amy Grant, Jars of Clay, we were even saying Creed, you know, is sold in a lot of Christian stores, even though they don't themselves say that they are a Christian music band, period. You know, it's interesting to see the careers that have come out of these Christian music labels over the years, and to see someone like you that's taking the modern Christian music and mixing it and putting this tilt on it is fantastic.
Right, and I think people are getting it. You know, I think at the beginning, you know, if you look at how you start off with a train and it starts off, and it starts gradually, and then it picks up momentum, right? You know,
absolutely.
Number 9 is a momentum. I did do a number 10, but reality, number 9 was, I called it the crossover.
Yeah.
Because now we're not only talking about, okay, yes, there's dance music, and yes, there's you know, rock alternative, you know, but if you look at the way how it is gravitating and it pulls and how it talks to you, it speaks to you, it's like, I'm going to write a story, and each song that as it's writing is going to complement each one. And it's like, I'm going to touch you without physically touching you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's,
and I think that's what
that's just it. I'm a big believer in synergy and vibration. Especially between a band and an audience, even between a sound guy and a band. I've experienced that numerous times where I've worked with a band so many times that I know where they're going with something before they even get there. And I find myself putting the effects on the vocals, that kind of stuff, preemptively. And that happens. And you definitely, as a DJ, learn that magical gift of being tied into the vibration of an audience whenever you're mixing. And to be able to feel that moment of change, to be able to feel when that song needs to be flipped and changed over, is a talent in and of itself. Not a lot of people realize that. They think that DJs are literally, and there are DJs that do it. I DJ a couple parties a year, and let me tell you, my friend, I don't do what you do. I have DJs that do what you do, if that's what they want. But if you want somebody to come in and just play 2 hours of great corporate jazz in the background and maybe make an announcement or two, that would be me. I can play a whole bunch of songs back to back. They aren't going to be beat matched. They are, you know, they're going to be like an overarching theme to most of it.
Right.
It's just going to be a really good playlist. That's it. What you're doing is on a totally different level than that. And it's the true art of DJing, where it is finding those points of melding two, three songs together to create something. And give us a little bit, we can see one of the tracks spinning before you right there. That's one of the decks that you use. Give us a little rundown of some of the gear that you use live to make this happen, because a lot of what you do is video mixing as well.
The system that let me tell you the story first, and then I'll tell you what.
All right.
So when I first was looking for the system, a guy approached me when I was in Korea. He was like, "Hey man, I want you to come DJ for me." And I promise you, I did not have any plans to DJ in Korea. Yes, I left my Techniques MK2s 1200s at the house. All right, because I was still spinning vinyl. And I was using the Serato vinyl mix.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I didn't bring none of that with me because I wasn't like, who would have thought of DJing in Korea? What? Not this guy. But he approached me. He said, "Hey, I need your help. I would like you to come DJ at our establishment." And this is so and so and so forth. So I said, "Look, if I'm going to come use that, I'm not going to do it half. I'll come in with the stuff." So I took a little investment. I invested into what's called a DDJ-SX.
Yeah.
It's the baby of the DDJ, was it SR or something like that. But the difference in this machine and in the actual Serato I originally started up with vinyl, was it had four channels in it. And so with the four channels that's in the actual setup itself, the display controller, is I can spin four different mixes at the same time and not mess up.
Yeah.
So I can pretty much take a song, remix it with another song, come in with another song, pull another song out, put another song in, and then as you can hear, you know, with the track, okay.
Yeah, you get some pretty complex layering going on. That's for certain. That is for certain. And you know, to just understand that, to sit down and know what it is that somebody's putting into a mix. You know, it's not necessarily just playing a couple songs back to back like a bunch of people think and putting some effects in between. There really is an art form to layering things whenever you're talking about mixing the way you do, especially whenever you're talking about doing it with incorporated video. Because whenever you go out live, you're actually mixing videos live and stuff like that as well. Which is a totally different level. I mean, even the stuff that you're doing with the videos on the Walking in Obedience YouTube channel, Go by and check that out, everybody. Walking in Obedience on YouTube is where you can find Jason's videos. They're great. They're about 30 minutes each. And, you know, tell us a little bit about that.
So I started with the MP4 because since I do a lot of visual and after my, I guess you call it my career experience.
Yep.
Pretty much went to using my technical skills, you know, just working with, you know, from video to lighting and stuff like that. You realize you want to bring a facility that don't have the money to make it thrive. You know what I'm saying? Without adding more money into it. So pretty much went in, I saw what they had. I was like, okay, RCA, we can do an RCA connection, and we'll daisy chain all the TVs. Boom. Use the computer as the home station.
Yep.
And send the feed out to the actual screens itself. Then you know they can work on that. Works also on TVs and also work on video projection. So
yep.
Pretty much. With the MP4s, what that allowed me to do was take video and display it on the wall. Now, with the video that I'm doing, as far as like UC 9, 10, so on and so forth, is taking the actual mix, which is also MP4, combining it and making it a WAV file, putting it into Final Cut Pro Motion, putting a still photo, but make it actual motion where you can see the actual things going on with that.
Yeah, yeah.
So now it doesn't become a still picture and you hear music. It becomes a actual video that is showing you some type of interaction that's going on.
Absolutely. And you know, I even started doing that with our stuff for my band a long time ago, where, you know, like I was saying previous to the show, I do a lot of electronic music. So for me to perform, I'm typically performing with a backbeat of some sort. And to have synced video to that you can project, do all kinds of stuff with, really takes it from a show to an event. You know, it does bring things to a different level of production. And make your show a whole lot more memorable.
And people want that. They want it to be more stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, using at least three senses. That's the visual, that's the eye. Want to be able to hear it, you know. And, of course, you want to buy it, you want to move with it.
Yeah.
You know. So, now, if you can add taste, that's a different story. You know, a couple barbecues, you know. You know what I'm saying?
So that would be taste and smell with barbecue, because they are intimately tied together.
Right. Barbecue always,
you know, good. It's really interesting, like I was saying, to see somebody taking a new twist on two different genres of music, both club and Christian and gospel music, and the fact that you are marrying the two together. I think is fantastic. It's groundbreaking. It's going to provide and open doors wide all over the place, not only for you, but for other artists and DJs as well. Because I've worked with a lot of hip-hop gospel people, things like that. And it's kind of there, but it's also kind of not, you know. And to see this, something that crosses so many boundaries whenever you're talking about club music, to see that infiltrate from the side, I think is fantastic. And to see someone like you that's willing to flip a genre on itself and give it to a totally different audience is artistically and spiritually fantastic. And I laud you for that, Jason Knight.
Well, I appreciate it. I want to say thank you, you know, for the compliment. And I promise you, when I went in this direction, I just went with it with my heart.
Yeah,
and it's like being in the kitchen. Some people can cook, and some people can cook.
That's it.
So I put a little of this, a little of that, and experience of what you know, of life. And I imagine myself, if I was a 18-year-old or 10-year-old or 30-year-old, 25-year-old or 75-year-old, how do I want to feel? And then I put myself in that person and I go, okay, this is the direction we're going to go. And if you listen to each mix, I try to make each mix different.
Yep.
You know, for the fact that not everybody's going to want to listen to the ratchet type of music. But there are people that want to hear it. And then there's the people that want to hear the bluegrass style music. So to hear it and then put it in a club fill and marry it together, mashing, people will enjoy it. And it's like taking a cheese and some wine, and you swirl the wine around, you swallow it, taste with the cheese, it becomes another type of fragrance.
Yeah, yeah.
Another type of fragrance.
The two things marry together into something else entirely.
Right. Well, and so I definitely want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Chris. Well, and thank you so much for accepting the invitation. It was great to work with you on site. You are a fantastic crew lead. You do a great job on site as far as motivating people. Remembering people's names is huge. I came back days later and you remembered who I was. It was amazing. And add to that what you were doing with your music and with your path with it is absolutely phenomenal. I want to encourage you in any way possible. I know I've mentioned a few inroads that you may want to check out with your music. Please, everybody, feel free to go and check out Jason Knight online. You can find him on YouTube. His channel is called Walking in Obedience. Walking in Obedience. Jason Knight is the DJ. And the music is absolutely phenomenal. We're going to go out with a little bit of that. While you're online, please, please feel free to stop on by. www.talkingsoundshow.com is the website. There you can find all of the articles, from technical articles to industry news from people like Avid, Ableton Live, speaking of DJs, as well as others like Rupert Neve and JBL, Shure Microphones. We are busy recording some technical tips and trips videos to add to the collection there. So please, please stop by, check us out, support us on Patreon. And until next time, everybody, enjoy the music of Jason Knight right here at the end of the show. I'm Chris Jordan. He's Jason Knight. Take care, everybody. Keep reaching for 11. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.